talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Gotta cut
you down. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. We go to the phone lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today? Jean of Eau Claire.
Good morning, Matt. I have a lot of things on my mind. I'll tell you, I have to sit here and make a little tiny list so that I don't go off base because there's so many things that we're being confronted with all at the same time, which is, well, it's unbelievable for the party of chaos and destruction.
Right, no, that's good. But radio is a very hot medium, Jean, so let's get to what you have on your mind.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm hoping I'm saying anybody that wants to make a comment about what's going on in our country today, make darn sure that your TV is on. You don't have any distractions, and you're sitting there by yourself, and you're paying darn good attention and taking notes. This involves every single one of the people in our state and in our country, because no more listening to what people tell you. You sit there as an American citizen and a voter, and you watch. This is your responsibility. You sit there, and you watch, and you pay attention to what's being said. These people are Republican, independent, and Democrats who were witnesses. You didn't believe the people who were involved in reporting Trump's association with Russia, and they were Republicans. You didn't believe them, but you better wake up because this is on you guys, because you need to pay attention, because we're the ones that are being impacted. Trump don't care about anybody, and this isn't just Trump. Because those Republicans that sided with him love every minute of this. These are the people that won't install any gun laws, even the military weapons. They won't even acknowledge it when you got thousands of people begging them, please, please, pass a little gun law. And then they have to play games and modify what they're putting through to protect you, because these people don't give one iota about you. So please, please watch this by yourself. Don't watch it with somebody telling you what to think. Do it yourself. And I think that you'll get why we are harping every single day to get you guys to pay attention, because we care about you and we care about our country. And we need
you know, that is very, very good advice. And I want to tell everybody out there in support of Jean. Jean watches everything. She watches more stuff than I do. And so occasionally on the air, I always look forward to her calls, because she'll say, did you see that subcommittee hearing on something? And Jean, thank you, because what you've done is you've really burrowed deep down into the facts in a very important way. And let me tell you something else. What she's saying is exactly right. On these January 6th hearings starting tomorrow, watch them as much as you can. You know, your time is your time, but as much as you can. She's absolutely right. Do not stand back and say, oh, well, I'm going to think about it and I'll read about it. No, you read about it on social media. People lie to you. People watch the Watergate hearings. They watch the McCarthy hearings. These are historic hearings and they have got to be watched. You've got to make up your own mind, and it will change your mind if you're just going this blindly thinking that this is a bunch of fellas letting off steam. This will change your mind. Gene, thanks a lot for calling in. There is a case pending, and I was dreading this time because I know the Supreme Court, where a Supreme Court could issue a decision that would terminate your right to vote in any fair way forever. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating. If you read the history of the Third Reich, starting with the election of Adolf Hitler as chancellor in 1932 in Berlin, what he did, he did by a series of incremental legal steps under what was legal in Germany at the time. And the Republicans, through the judiciary, are starting to do this now. What's the case, and what am I talking about? The case is called Moore versus Harper. It comes out of North Carolina, and it's in the Supreme Court right now, the U.S. Supreme Court. And they may issue a decision yet this year. The term ends July 1. So if they did it, they'd have to do it in the next couple of weeks. It may be that at this stage, they're just deciding whether to hear it. And I think that may be the case, in which case they'd issue a decision shortly as to whether they'll hear all our argument in the fall and then issue a decision next year. In my view, they shouldn't accept this case. They shouldn't try to make the following law. This arises out of North Carolina, where the state legislature had gerrymandered the electoral map very badly, and the North Carolina Supreme Court overturned it. The Republican Party peeled that up the line, and it's now pending in the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, asking them to take review. It's possible they could do it on a shadow docket. If they did that, I think that all hell would break loose. I think they're just going to decide whether or not to take it. However, the relief that the Republicans want in this is there is a little known clause in the Constitution put in back in the 18th century that says this, quote, the state legislatures will have sole control or sole decision making over elections. Now, back then, you know, there was a frontier, there was violence, there were militias, there were the slave states, there were the mercantile states, everything was in a state of flux. And it wasn't clear what the authority of the courts were anyway. The U.S. Supreme Court in Marbury v. Madison said that they had the right to declare certain things unconstitutional, and then they didn't do anything till almost the Civil War. So no one looked at the courts. What they're asking now is that be literally construed so that if a gerrymandered state legislature, like was in Wisconsin or in North Carolina, puts in unbelievably gerrymandered seats, even racially gerrymandered, even their own state Supreme Court can't overturn it because they're not the legislature. And no federal court can overturn it. It's beyond review. And if the gerrymandered legislature, like in Wisconsin, they've said they'd do this, says we're going to pick the electors. It doesn't matter what the election said. So the Democrat could win by a million votes and they could pick Republican electors. That's what Moore versus Harper, the issues in Moore versus Harper, would produce if the U.S. Supreme Court, A, took it, and then B, ruled that they're going to strictly enforce that very ambiguous statute. It's not really a statute, it's a constitutional provision going back over 200 years. Now, if they did that, and this is what happened when Hitler took power, here's how they use the law against you. First of all, they say the legislature has to decide. Secondly, they cook the legislature. So here in Wisconsin, the Democrats got 53% of the legislative vote, and they got 37 of 99 seats. They got about 37. They got a little over a third of the seats. The Republicans almost got a veto-proof majority, almost got a veto over 60 seats, and they lost the statewide elections. Then that illegitimate gerrymandered legislature can say, you can't vote for president. We'll pick the electors. There'll be no drop boxes, no mail-in voting. And you have to have five forms of identification, not just one. And there'll be only one voting booth for all of Milwaukee. and one voting booth for all of Ladysmith. Under what Sought and Moore v. Harper, they could do that, and they could control the government forever. In my view, if they did something like that, that would start a second revolution. The U.S. Supreme Court is not elected. See how the Republican Party then bootstrapped power by seemingly legal means, but very illegitimately. And three justices, by the way, three of the nine already signed on to the point of view I just laid out. Those are Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Gorsuch. Now, the three Democrats won't. I hope very seriously Roberts won't. But it'll come down to Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, one of them. So I think a warning has to go out to everybody to be aware of this issue. You think this can never happen. It can only happen in Berlin in 1932. I'm not exaggerating. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, one briefcase at a time, one lawyer at a time, one law at a time, one judicial decision at a time, until you've given up all your rights. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, the authoritarian sickness is worldwide now. Obviously, Putin, the genocidal sadist pervert Putin, and obviously China and North Korea, but and Asia, much of Asia. But I'll tell you something. You don't expect it so suddenly in the Western Hemisphere, and you don't expect somebody in what's presumably a friendly country to insult our president. There's a fellow, the head guy, the president in Brazil named Bolsonaro. He was a Trump acolyte. He's sort of like Trump. Wealthy guys burning down the Amazon, clearing it for logging. The Amazon has been called the lungs of the planet. He's destroying it. People go in and just murder indigenous people, steal the land. He is indistinguishable from Trump and Putin. And he was invited, like all other Latin American, Central American countries, to attend a summit of the Americas in Los Angeles right now. And he gave an interview just as he's about to get on the plane to come to our country to supposedly discuss in good faith issues that are common and affecting the Americas. And he said that Joe Biden is an illegitimate president. He said that, lying, he said that Trump was elected and there was fraud, echoing Trump. There are some people that will say, well, that's to be expected because Bolsonaro is doing the same thing down in Brazil. There's an election coming up. He's very unpopular. And he is trying to do what the Republicans tried to do here, which is make it difficult for people to vote, stop them from voting. Remember Stalin's dictum, it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. He's a crook. And he follows Trump. So some people say, well, he did this because he's pulling the same thing in Brazil. And that may be partially the case. But the insolence of this hack coming here, getting a good meal in L.A., prowling around and shooting his mouth off. You know, Biden is a nice guy. but he's very, very good at foreign policy. And I'll tell you something. Bolsonaro has to pay a price for shooting his mouth off. He has to pay a price for shooting his mouth off. Brazil is our friend. Everyone would give their right arm to get into the United States like everywhere else. We trade with them and so forth. But I think we've got to be a lot clearer that a fascist hack like Bolsonaro is not somebody we want in power down there. We're not going to tolerate it. For a while, it looked like Iran might suddenly, an enemy of ours, suddenly to try to show some chops was going to send a boat to South America and dock somewhere, maybe in Brazil, somewhere else. At some point, we make it quite clear to this Bolsonaro to shut his mouth. Shut his mouth and stop murdering indigenous people. Stop torching the Amazon. And stop opposing the United States. And you can say, oh, come on, man. Look, come on. You know, throughout our history, we've interfered in South America, blah, blah, blah. And I will tell you that there are times that that's true and it was wrong. But there are also times when we were right. And take Nicaragua right now. Nicaragua is essentially a communist country, an authoritarian country. So is Venezuela and so is Cuba. And, you know, it's not just Bolsonaro. Biden made the decision, which I support 100%, that Nicaragua, Cuba, Venezuela are not invited to this Summit of the Americas because they're authoritarian countries, fascist countries, and in fact, communist countries. We don't want them. We want reformers in those countries. This is not like the old days where the CIA went in to somehow pick a leader that our banana company wanted. This is far different. To put in reformers. As a result, Bolsonaro insults Biden, but doesn't dare not come. Obrador, the president of Mexico, is not going to come. He says he wants the everybody there. He's doing it to basically attack Biden also. He loved Trump. The more Trump attacked Mexicans, the more Obrador loved him. Why is that? Because Mexico is a very racially stratified society. It's essentially a narco state run by the cartels. This Obrador, his position was, they said, what do you think about the cartels? What should we do about all the assassinations? He said, we should respond with love, not bullets. Hugs, not bullets. It's a stupid thing to say. He's afraid of the cartels. A previous president, in testimony in the El Chapo trial, previous president, according to testimony under oath in that trial, took a bribe of $100 million from the cartels. The cartels assassinate journalists. They assassinate political candidates. They assassinated something like 35 candidates for office last year. If there's anything written about the cartels that's unflattering, they assassinate them. We know exactly where the cartels are. We know exactly where they're growing their narcotics, and Obrador will do nothing about it. And some people in the United States have suggested targeted attacks, wiping out the cartels, wiping out the narcotics. The problem with that is Mexico is attached to this country physically. There's a border. And at some point, you don't want to rile them up. Their legislature, by an overwhelming majority, passed legislation threatening to expose our drug agents in Mexico to the cartels if we didn't return one of their secretaries of defense whom we'd arrested for being bribed by the cartels. We had emails, we had texts, we had phone calls, and we returned them. They are a narco state. They are a narco state. President of Honduras took a bribe. Former president of Honduras. What Biden's trying to do is sort all this out, unite the Americas for their benefit, economically and in every other respect. And this is what we get from Bolsonaro of Brazil and Obrador from Mexico. I think it's time for, frankly, much sterner treatment. Obrador, how many millions of people from Mexico have come into this country illegally? And we subsidize a lot in Mexico, and this is what we get. We got to be tougher with these guys, authoritarian personalities like this. We got to be a lot tougher. Biden is. Trump was. They love Trump. Trump let him get away with murder. What Trump did was he pretended to attack people ethnically, but he was in bed with these guys. He was in bed with these guys. So stay tuned. Stay tuned for the Summit of the Americas in L.A. right now. See what's accomplished. There are many, many good people down there. I lived in Mexico for over a year when I was a kid. I did the second and third grade. My dad was a professor doing research down there. They're wonderful people. But their leadership has got to be replaced. The leadership of much of South America has to be replaced. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there is, before we go to the lines, there's an issue that I want to bring up. You don't like to see disputes among our allies. And among our closest allies are Great Britain and Ireland and Scotland and, you know, British Isles. A very ugly incident. The Irish Prime Minister accuses Boris Johnson, Prime Minister of Britain, of bad faith, seeking to undermine the treaty that brought peace to Ireland and that prosperity, frankly, to the UK and to Europe. What am I talking about? When Brexit first occurred, it didn't have to go to a vote. Under British law, it didn't have to go to a vote. Cameron, the prime minister, decided, well, I'll put it there. I'm opposed to Brexit. It won't pass, and then I'll look like a hero. Well, Russia hacked in. Trump interfered and tried to goose it on, along with Russia, and they voted for Brexit. Well, what do you do there? I mean, the UK is inextricably involved in Europe and trade. What are you going to have tariffs back and forth? So they basically negotiated a treaty. But one of the treaties was you don't mess with the peace process in Ireland. So in terms of sending goods into the EU from the UK, because technically UK is no longer part of the EU, basically, they'd be received in Northern Ireland, which is technically six counties of Ireland, part of the UK, and then it could go on into Europe. Well, now, Johnson wants a hard border between Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland, between the six counties and the other 26 counties, which we haven't had now for over 20 years. It was negotiated by Bill Clinton and it put an end to the violence. And I'll tell you what, both Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi have said there's not going to be a trade agreement between the United States and the UK if he messes with that. And we don't need any of this. We don't need any of this. Boris Johnson's very weak. He just had a no confidence vote against him. That's a peculiarity of British politics. But he won it 211 to 148. These are all people in his party. So you add the two together, make believe that Kevin McCarthy or Trump or somebody had a caucus with 350 people. And 150 of them said, you're no good, get out of here. Okay, yeah, you quote one, end quote. The guy is badly damaged and he's trying to look tough. And that's why he's doing this. I got a message for the UK. Get back in the EU. Stop Brexit. You're part of Europe. You're always part of Europe. The only reason there's an English channel is because 10,000 years ago, in the glacier period, some land went underwater, and now there's an English Channel. So what? You're European. You're no longer the masters of the world. Act like Europeans. Quit causing trouble. Brexit was a bad idea. It was tampered with and interfered with by the Russians, just like they did in our 2016 election, spreading false information, one of them being, oh, the British people will lose their health care if they stay in the EU. Baloney, everybody in the EU has health care. They would keep their health care by staying in the EU is a lie, but it's just like here with Trump and Fox, and by a narrow margin. When I say a narrow margin, when Brexit passed, Scotland opposed it, Northern Ireland opposed it, and Wales split on it. London opposed it. It was basically enough of England, you know, and you, what am I talking about? England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales, that's the UK. It's not all England. It's not all England. So knock it off, guys. I'm tired of this. Knock it off. Get back in the EU. All right, we're going to the lines. Don't hang up. I'll take you in order. Robert of West Allis. You're first, my friend. What's on your mind today, Robert of West Allis?
Good morning. When you were talking about Mexico, there's one area where I'll agree with CJ, some of the conservative callers on immigrants and immigration, and it's not from the Mexican border. Some immigrants are very dangerous. The most dangerous immigrant in the United States is Rupert Murdoch from Australia. With Fox, you know, leading up to January 6th, misinformation, lies, you know, through September, through October, through the election, and then even after the attack, you know, lies from their hosts, lies from their guests, you know, claims that Antifa and Black Lives Matter was at the Capitol. I mean, just outright nonsense. They refuse to let other groups run ads on their network to expose their viewers to some semblance of the truth. And now they're refusing to carry the January 6th hearings. So really what I hope they do this week is I hope they expose the clips, because Fox News, OAN, Newsmax, all these groups have culpability in this domestic terrorist attack. And if they don't have time to do it during the hearings, I hope they have a separate hearing just on the media and then really get serious about either taking broadcasting license away, fines, getting these guys off the airs, maybe even deport the man. What he's done to our country and what he's done to our democracy, it's a cancer within, and it really needs to be addressed. So I'm hoping they'll be very strong during the hearings. You know, it's better to be strong and wrong than correct and weak. So what we need them to do is be very strong during these hearings and not put up with any nonsense from these guys.
Excellent comments, Robert. Excellent comments. And next we go to, believe it or not, CJ of Stoughton. CJ, you would agree with Robert, wouldn't you, that it's wrong for Fox to black out the live hearings? You'd agree that that is wrong, don't you?
You know, I think they can cover it without watching it live. You got every other news network watching it. But Fox has been number one for 25 years, Matt. And it's $4.95 a gallon. Wow, this guy's doing a great job. You know, and Fox is number one more than CNN and MSNBC combined. And Fox is growing. You know why? Because you hear both sides of an issue. And if you want to watch real news, watch Brett Baer's special report. He's a true journalist, not a pundit. And, you know, if you call this success, Matt, that's really scary. How about the success of our commander cut and run, checking his watches as the coffins are coming off the plane at Dover? As he's watching them go by, he's checking his watch. He's commander cut and run, and the voters haven't forgotten. Afghanistan, Russia never would have invaded if this guy wasn't weak, and he promised to tear, but Taiwan is next. This guy's a failure both domestically and foreign policy, and you sit there and say he's doing a great job. Boy, you're watching a different movie than all the other voters.
CJ, I got to just jump in because I got to say a couple of things. We did have a commander cut and run. His name is Donald Trump. Donald Trump cut and ran from Afghanistan. He recognized the Taliban X'd out the Afghan government from the Vienna talks, said we were going to walk out unilaterally on May 1, which would have been a disaster, and freed 5,000 terrorists to go out and kill people. It was Biden that put the brakes on that. And the point is that Afghanistan is a fundamentalist Islamic culture. You cannot rescue an Islamic fundamentalist culture from its own culture. It's as simple as that. And Biden is understood that. The second thing is, you say that Putin wouldn't have invaded Ukraine if Trump were president. Trump was going to take us out of NATO. Putin would have invaded Poland, Estonia, Lithuania, Latvia, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Slovenia, Hungary, Serbia, Croatia, all the ones they had before. Trump was on the take from the Ruskies. He was on the take from the Ruskies. Now, and when you say that Fox does both sides, does Tucker Carlson, Tuckio Rose do both sides? When he said that the FBI is responsible for orchestrating the January 6th attack and vaccines are bad, when he just got a vaccine himself or he would have been fired, they should show the hearings. But always glad to hear the other point of view. Next, we are going to Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
Man, it's an honor to be behind CJ. You know, CJ, you're earning your money. You're proving what you are. You're the best advertising for the right-wing bizarre people there could be. Keep on the air. Keep talking. Unfortunately, buddy, I'll just give you a little clue. You're embarrassing yourself, but keep talking. Keep talking. You're doing a good job. But here's why I called, Matt. There's definitely been a turn in the primaries, and with the televised of January 6th coming up, why Fox and Newsmax won't do it, they know what happened with Watergate. When Watergate was televised, that was the end. That was the end. It was over, Rover. And guess what? It's over again. I'm glad it's being televised. Newsmax and Fox just can't understand how to cope with this because they've always struggled with the truth. They specialize in conspiracy theories. Tucker Carlson wouldn't be on the air if it wasn't for Swanson TV dinners, if you know what I'm talking about, because that's how he got on the air. That's Swanson money. You know what I'm talking about, Matt. I know you do. So anyhow, you guys have a good day, and I think we're finally, the truth is coming to the surface. I'm excited.
Thank you, Bill, as always. Great comments, Bill. Thank you. Mark from the SAC, you're next, my friend, before the break. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it certainly wasn't a teddy bear's picnic, but getting back to a state issue, just going through the headlines this morning and going through some articles that I saw where Judge Boren out of Waukesha County is now saying that, oh, it was just fine, that, you know, suspending the DNR's ability to enforce some law, and that it's kind of ridiculous that people, taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin had to pay for bottled water for people that manufacturers and the military have contaminated our water with PFAS, not to mention other contaminants that we have to pay for the cleanup of this stuff because the companies don't want to do it, and WMC is right behind it. I think that I can't help but remember an image of, from a history book, of them dumping tea down a tea tax collector's mouth, you know, that after tar and feathering them, making them drink, make him drink the tea, make every single person that works at WMC drink the contaminated water, make that judge drink the contaminated water, make the owners of those companies drink the contaminated water.
I like that, Mark. We're going to a break. I love your passion, and I love that forever chemicals are in the water, exactly as you say. There's a Republican Party, cancer is in the water, and a Republican judge will uphold that. That's got to be overturned. Stay on the line. Do not hang up. We're going to a quick break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Be back on the lines right after the break. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we're going right to the radio lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today? Wisco Paul.
Good morning, Matt. Great show. I'd like to thank Bill and Mark, your last two callers. It's basically the Trump GOP, Trumplicans or whatever. They're hypocrites and they're liars and they don't care about democracy. and environment. They don't care about the environment. But I want to go back to something Dick said, my friend from Madison, I've met him several times. If they do win in this state, you will not recognize Wisconsin. They're going to win the Senate and the Assembly no matter what because it's gerrymandered, but Tony has to be reelected. And on a national level, I'm scared that they'll take over Congress and the Senate, and then you will not recognize the United States. And the only two things they really do have going for them is the high price of gas and inflation. So if somehow Biden could get a control on the gas prices, I think we'll be fine in the fall elections. But if not, people tend to vote their pocketbooks. And I don't know what to do to – when you have a war in Russia and your refineries are up to aren't pumping enough gas, and they have the Saudis, I've said that before, I don't know how you're going to fix the gas thing unless people quit driving again. But I hope you can find a fix for that. With that, I love listening to your show because you have, like I've said before, great callers. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. And cheer up. Look, for this too shall pass. And let me tell you something. Politics is cyclical. Politics is cyclical. We have had a corrupt legislature now for it's over 10 years, and it's going to end up being 20 years because we have Republican judges on the U.S. Supreme Court and the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We have a gerrymandered legislature that is responsible for much of the evil that is occurring in Wisconsin right now. There are forever chemicals in the water in Milwaukee County, Dane County, Marinette County, up in Rhinelander, over in Eau Claire, down in La Crosse, everywhere. And why is that? Because forever chemicals are not regulated federally yet. They've got to be. They're not regulated federally. And in the state, we have a lame duck law that has let the DNR, let a Republican, remember, Pren, stay on simply because the Republicans won't convene a meeting to do up or down an Evers appointment. And the Wisconsin Manufacturers Corporation resists any effort to regulate forever chemicals. You are drinking cancer, cancer-causing water in most areas of the state right now because of that. They have starved the University of Wisconsin to the point, diminished our reputation, and I'm talking about the whole system, diminished it badly when it was one of the greatest systems in the world. Still is, in my view, but they attack everything. A gerrymandered Republican legislature is composed of two types of people. Dark money, black ops, androids, and Stepford Wives. That's all they are. They are slaves to ALEC, to their donors, and they're hurting Wisconsin. And if people don't wake up, for instance, state elections can't be gerrymandered because it's the boundaries of the state. If they continue to vote Republican for governor and Senate, it's essentially a peasantry saying we like our peasant status and want to be treated like dirt and serfs. Period, end of story. Wisco Paul, thanks for calling in. Next up is Steve of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Steve?
Hey, Matt, speaking of gerrymandering, what's it going to take to get these states to sign on the interstate compact? I saw Eric Holder on ABC the other night, and they were asking him questions about gerrymandering, and then they also brought up how there was one case, I think, on the East Coast or something, or I don't even remember where it was, but they were trying to make the same comparison, but it's not even close because the Republicans are way more guilty of the gerrymandering. What do you think?
Yeah, there are two interstate compacts that I've heard, and you may be referring to both of them. One of them was Electoral College. There is a proposal that states all agree that whoever wins the popular vote nationally will get the electoral votes of that state. The problem with that is Democratic states that are controlled by Democrats with heavy Democrat majorities are for that. So if a Republican wins the popular vote, their electoral votes go to him. But the Republican states are not signing on. So that, and that doesn't do any of us any good. Doesn't do any of us any good. That's number one. The other interstate compact would be that all 50 states agree to fair maps commissions. In other words, and I do support that. Iowa has them. North Carolina. I mean, actually, Ohio has it, and the Republicans disregarded it anyway, and Republican judges. New York has it, and they stuck to it. So in New York, the Democrats are going to give up some seats, and in Ohio, they're going to keep seats, and each of them has a fair maps commission. You have to enforce it. And as long as you have Republican judges, they won't enforce it. As long as you have Republican judges, they won't enforce it. So ideally, I like both interstate compacts. The one on Electoral College votes is virtually unenforceable. Virtually unenforceable. The other one has turned out to be unenforceable, but it could be, and that's on fair maps commissions. I'm strongly in support of that. Going back to the lines, Pizza Box Mike, my friend, co-host Pizza Box Mike has a show on Saturdays you got to listen to. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box Mike?
Yeah, man, I got a better chance of defeating my renal cancer than I do the cancer of the Republican Party. But hey, man, Wisco Paul, don't be scared, man. You got to get mad. You got to get mad and you got to get active because we're not going to just be able to vote our way out of this. And keep your eyes on D.C., June 18th. Poor people's campaign. If that doesn't tell you what's wrong with America, nothing will.
Well, you know, Pizza Box Mike, I want to tell Wisco Paul was right with America, and I have a strong faith in our country. We are the greatest country in the world with the greatest values, greatest constitution, greatest military, and greatest economy. And our military and economy stem from our values and our constitution, not the other way around. So, Wisco Paul, I will simply say this. I'm very optimistic. Politics is cyclical. You can hold some Congresses and not hold some Congresses. There's a huge split in the Republican Party between the isolationist wing. One of their congressmen just put in a bill to take us out of the United Nations, if you can believe that. There's always that crowd. Whereas somebody like Moscow Mitch, whom I don't support, at least took a delegation to Ukraine to meet with Zelensky. And he said he is isolationist in his party. Ron Johnson's an isolationist. Tom Tiffany is. I do not think the extreme isolationist crowd is going to win, even if they take control of the Senate. So I'm optimistic. What I'm not optimistic about is the U.S. Supreme Court somehow ruling in that case out of North Carolina that somehow nobody can touch what other legislatures do because it's chicken. It's sort of a switch and bait. They're gerrymandered. They're illegitimate. They are dark ops, black money androids, and Stepford wives. They cannot be permitted to run the country. But overall, I'm very optimistic. Thanks for listening, everybody. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. And I am signing off for today.